Bezal Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shnayim Be'Esem, the 22nd chapter in the Rambam Maseches Machirin, the Laws of Sales in the Sefer Kinyan, Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding things that are not definitive, and this Perek regarding things that cannot be transferred. The Kinyan cannot happen on them. As Rambam says, Halacha Alpha regarding what's called Davar Shelo Olam, something that has not yet come into the world. So Ein Odem Makna, a person cannot transfer ownership of a Davar Shelo Olam, of something that has not yet come into the world. Whether as a sale, whether as a gift, whether as a gift, even as a dying person, which usually has a very strong and a quick and efficient type of a transfer. Okay, so how so? So let's say he says, Masha Teitzi Sadazu, what this field is going to produce is Machalacha sold to you. Or Masha Teitzi Ilan Zen Nasalacha, what this tree is going to produce is given to you. Or Tinu Masha Teil Behemazul Aplaini, or give what this animal will have as offspring to that person, which that's the case of the Shchidmera, which he just has given, it's usually done. Loi konaklum, the recipient has not acquired anything because it's not yet here in the world. V'chein kogezu is anything similar like this. Halacha beis. Hamoicha peres deka lechaber. If someone sells the fruits of a tree to his friend before it ever came to the world, so yachalach zabay, he could back out afla achash abay peres lahem, even after the produce came to the world, because again, it wasn't sold yet. Now, but shomer alakech v'achbal, let's say the buyer goes and grabs it and he eats it, im etzim yaday, you don't collect from him because as long as no one did back out, even though the sale wasn't done, it does remain obligatory because it's not desirable for someone to back out of a sale. But whoever does back out from the two of them, in Chayv L'Kam Mishapar, does not have to accept a Mishapar because Mishapar was only something that was a full-fledged biblical kinyan, which here it wasn't because it's Dovash Lebel Oilam, although we want the person to go through with it, but they won't have to have a Mishapar if they back out. Halacha Gimel Aval HaPaisik. But if someone goes and sets a price, and the money is given al shar shabashok regarding something that is a market value, which since it has a set price, so then there's an obligation. The only thing is that species that he had set a price, it's actually not in the possession of the seller, but it was available in the market. Then the seller has an obligation to buy and to give to the buyer what he had set a price for, and that he received the money for that. If he backs out, he has to accept the curse of the Mishapar because the buyer was reliant, which is called Smicha Das, which is one of the underpinnings of a Kinyan, because he thinks for sure the seller has what to sell, because even if he doesn't have it, he can buy it because it's available in the market and everyone knows the set price of the market value. If someone sets a price based on the market value, Shidnar Besin Besela is going to give 4 saw of this item for a seller. So if it was stocks, Harizakana, it is an acquisition, at least regarding the Kabbalah Mishapar, that he's going to have to accept a Mishapar. But as long as, since it's still in stalks, so then it has a certain stipulation. It has to be at least Shiyadar Lebegurin, that's to show him in the granary that it's there. Or he has to tell him in the marketplace, I'm relying on you. That's what the buyer is telling the seller. Then he'll have to accept if he backs out the seller Mishapar. But if he didn't see it in his granary, the buyer didn't tell him, I'm relying on you. So the seller is not so confident. And therefore, if he backs it, does not have to accept the Mishapar. Because he says, maybe he originally set a price with other people too. I don't know how people buy. They try to get the best price. Maybe he doesn't even need the wheat. If he came to my granary and he says, I'm relying on you, that's one thing. But if not, there's no Mishapar. Halacha Hei continues regarding something that is ba'ilam, but it's not in the possession of at least the one who's selling it. So davish ein b'shusa shel makna, something that's not in the possession of the one who is transferring the rights, in a nikna, that also cannot be acquired. But it could davish lebalem, essentially it's like something that's not even in the world yet. Ketzad haso. Let's say the seller says, Masha ish me'aba mochalach, what I'm going to inherit to my father, so it's bolo, and his father has it, but it's not in his possession yet, says what I'm going to inherit from my father is sold to you. Or Masha talim etzudasim neyam nosanach, what my nets are going to capture from the fish, from the sea, is given to you. Or what my field is, when I'm going to buy that field, it's going to be acquired to you. The buyer hasn't acquired anything. There's anything like this because the seller doesn't have enough possession to be able to sell it. Halacha vav. Let's say someone who's going to bequeath to him is in the throes of death. But not kolomas, and he's leaning towards death. So this is an exception to the rule. Now, the heir wants to sell a little bit of the estate just to get enough money so he can bury, let's say, his father, whoever it is that is his mayrish. Since the son is a pauper, now if you're going to wait till the yayrish dies, so that he could sell it, because you're saying he can't sell what's not his yet, and he didn't acquire it until his Meirish dies. Yishtahameis, he's bazer. Then the dad's going to have to wait over there, and it's going to be disgraceful. So tiktacham, the rabbis instituted shemachav amad, that if the son does sell and says, what I'm going to inherit from my father today is sold to you, then the sale is going to be valid. So too, if there's a hunter, that's a pauper, doesn't have what to eat. Shama that he says to the buyer, Master Talim min hayom mitzadasi hayom. This fisherman says, what I'm going to capture from the fish today in the sea is machalach sold to you ready now. So then that sale is also about mishum gedechad. That's just for a person to have for his livelihood, to be able to provide for himself. Therefore, there the rabbis insert that it will work. Halacha zayin. Haben shemacha benichsi av b'chay av. If a son sells from his father's estate when his father's still alive. Umesa ben b'chay av, and actually the son dies while the father's still alive. V'akach mezab, then the father dies. Ben haben, the grandson, mitzmi al kuchas, he'll be able to extract from the buyers. The buyers will not get what his father, the son of the grandfather, had sold. Because shari aviv macha davish leba dan l'shusa, his father, the one who died before his own father, he sold something that was not yet in his possession, because he sold what he's going to get from his father. And the nimsa l'chasim b'shusa av comes out that really the properties were in the father's domain. V'zeh yor shavi aviv, and the grandson's not getting it from his father, he's getting it from his father, and therefore then the creditors could come and get it. No, he's getting straight from his grandfather. And therefore, it comes out that his father had sold something which was label oilam, and therefore he gets to keep it, and anything similar like this. Halacha ches. Mishnas and karka maton l'chaber. Someone gave a gift of a piece of property to his friend. But nosen al gabba, and he gave him with that field. He said, I want you to acquire with that field may dinar, 100 dinar. So imoya dinar mitzvah mishrusa, if the 100 dinar were around in his property, so once the recipient gets the field, he merits also in the dinar, which we'll call kini agab. Through the field, he gets also the money. But v'meinle dinar, if he didn't have the dinar, then we don't obligate the giver to give the 100 dinar. Until the recipient brings proof, shahayil is a dinar, based on matana, that he had the dinar at the time of the gift. So same thing applies to other mobile items. Shemakna adam oisam akarka, that person is transferring through dint of the property. If it's not in the property, in the possession of the seller or the gifter, then the recipient has not acquired it. Again, because the person cannot transfer ownership of something which is not in his possession, and therefore if he didn't have the dinar or the other mobile item, the recipient is not getting anything. Halacha tes. Someone had a deposit that someone else is watching for him. So he could transfer it, whether as a sale, whether as a gift. Because ultimately that deposit is considered in the possession of its owner. And also there's a presumption that it's still around. Now, let's say the guardian, he denies the deposit that he had, then he cannot transfer ownership of it. It's like it's lost, where it's not considered in his domain anymore. But regarding a loan, since those monies that he gave to the person that he gave it to was meant to be spent, so in the bottom, it's not considered like it's here in the world. And if in order to so a person cannot transfer the ownership of that loan to someone else, only with the unique halacha is called in the presence of all three parties. The lender, the borrower, and that third person that the lender wants to give it to. That's considered something that has no rationale. Like we explained this already in Pregvav Halacha Ches, and there's no comparison to the halacha. Now, v'im hoisa milva b'shtar. However, if it's a loan in a document, then you could transfer the document with its writing and with a handing over. Because now there is something that's concrete to give over to acquire the liens on this document. And therefore, that's something that you could be makna. Halacha Yud continues, not of a davar shel label olam, but to somebody that the recipient does not come to the world yet. That's like a person cannot transfer something, an object that didn't come to the world yet. So the person cannot transfer lemish lebel olam to a person has not come to the world yet. And if a fellow uber, even a fetus, it's like that child has not come to the world yet. I mean, therefore, if someone wants to merit and transfer ownership of something to a fetus, like on the fetus has not acquired. But if it was his own son, since a person's consciousness is very close to his own son, then as a fetus, his son has acquired. But if someone says to his wife, "Nachasai, my properties, Allah banim shetel mimeni, are for the sons that you're going to give birth from me," harei loik nuklum. Those children have not acquired anything. Shekim shleinis abrim b'shas matana. Since she wasn't even pregnant at the time when he was giving this gift, adain lebo, then not even here at all, even enough could elias die to cover them, even that his consciousness should be close to them, because there's nothing, not even a fetus, and therefore that's not going to work. Halachat Beis continues regarding if he's transferring to a type of an animal. Hamakna lemin memin lechay. If someone's transferring to a type of an animal, lo hikna klum. The animal is not acquired anything. Now hikna tsas nechasav lebehema. If let's say he's transferring some of his properties to an animal, oil mishle bela oilam, or to someone that's not coming yet to the world, and then which doesn't work. Then he says to his friend, I want you to acquire like this animal, like this fetus. Like on the Klum, he hasn't acquired anything because he's comparing to the animal to the fetus, which don't acquire. But let's say he tells him, I want you and this animal to acquire, you and this fetus, then and then he acquires half. Because he's not making the person dependent on the acquisition of the animal. So the animal is half, which is not working, and he's going to get the other half. Halacha Gimel continues regarding something that doesn't have a substance. In other makna, also another thing a person cannot transfer ownership of is loy b'mechav lematana, not with a sale, not with a gift. El davish ish b'mamash, only something that has substance. Av davish im b'mamash, something that doesn't have substance, in nikna cannot be acquired. Halachi dal kates at house. In other makna, a person cannot transfer ownership of reyach atapuch hazeh, of the smell, the what we call intellectual properties, like the smell of this apple, oy tamad dvash, or the taste of this honey, oy ina b'doyel chazeh, or the color, the appearance of this precious gem. It's nothing of substance. Anything similar like that. The figure, therefore, if someone gives over rights to his friend of the eating of this, the fruits of this tree. Now, eating itself is something that cannot be, is not substantive. The pears are, but not the eating of it. Let's say he gives him a kenya of the dwelling of this house. Lakon, he hasn't acquired anything, because that's not something of mamish. Until he gives over the rights of the actual house itself to live in. But the actual tree to eat its fruits. Like we can explain later on, Perek of Gimel, but until then, it's not a davish of Baal Olam, it's not even davish ish by mamish. Halachat Zvav continues regarding an acquisition that it obligates at least from the context of because of his obligation to fulfill his vow. Din HaHekdesh, the laws of Hekdesh property within Anim, that of the poor people within Adam, the laws of vows, indicating ahead to be kniyasa. It's not necessarily like we said before, like the laws of a regular person regarding this acquisition. Because she'ilom ha'adam, because if a person would say, koma shatel behemti, whatever my animal is going to give offspring, ye hektish, the betekabai should be sanctified for the temple upkeep, or ye also it should be forbidden on me, or ye nenele zogam, I'm giving that to charity. So afpi she'in miskadish, levi she'in ba'ilom, although it's not sanctified, because it's not in the world, and you cannot bake a kinya there, but it is a chayv kam devarim. It has an obligation to fulfill his words, which he spoke. Shlomo says in the pasuk of Bamidbar, "Kol yitzim pebiyasa, whatever comes out of his mouth, he should do." Halacha design. Since this is the case, there is an obligation to fulfill his vow, even though it's not bala oilam. Emtiva adam kishrus chidmer davo amay. If a person commands when he's on his deathbed and he says, "Kol mashiyetz ilan zeh," whatever this tree is going to produce, lanim should go to the poor. Or kol schar bayizel lanim, or whatever wages we get from this house, the rent should go to the poor. Zochem ben anin. The poor merit that because of his obligation to fulfill what he said. Now halachi yedzan. Yesh goin shachog mandavazeh. There are those from the goin, the period before the Rambam and the Rishay, before the Rishayim, they disagree with this. They hold like the Ravid in halachat ezvav. But I mean, they say she'in anim zeichim. No, even the pauper do not merit el b'davam shehed yikren. They're only something that a regular person would be able to acquire with them. Well, the figure lo yisku b'davam shel b'alayim. Therefore, they don't merit in something that didn't come to the world yet. But says the Rambam, my opinion, it does not lean towards these words that they're saying. Because a person is not commanded to acquire, but he's still commanded to fulfill his words which regarding charity or regarding hektish, just like he's commanded to fulfill the words of a vow. Like we explained the laws of Erech and Perek Vav Alocha, Laman Alf, Laman Gimel, and therefore Ram holds that one would have an obligation to give it to the poor in that case.